It's Monday, August 14th, 2023.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
It ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this year episode of the show, Sounds in My Head favorites, Fascination's Grand Chorus. They are back with a new release. It's two songs, She's Just My Style and I Wanna Love Him So Bad. We heard the second of those two, and it comes out later this week, and they were kind enough to send it to me. It's very rare the bands I actually like send me music. I get sent lots of music by bands, but it's always music I don't like. So it's really cool when bands like Fascination's Grand Chorus send me music, because I feel so honored by that. Anyway, so thank you very much to Stephanie and Andrew for sending that over. Huge fan, obviously, and very excited about this new release. You're definitely going to want to pick it up. I'll pick it up as well, because the MP3s are low bit rate, so I want the high quality versions. Sorry that the show is playing low bit rate MP3s. Okay, up next, speaking of things I love and have for a very long time, The Ballet, another Sounds in My Head favorite. A band from Brooklyn, the gayest indie pop band there ever was, and I love them so much. They're out with a new album. It is called Daddy Issues. I'm super excited. You know, I've been playing this band on the show since like 2006 or whenever their first album came out, and they never disappointed. Every album is so good. I love seeing them live back when I lived in New York and could do that easily. They're so great. One of my favorites, The Ballet. Super great. So we're going to hear two songs off this new Daddy Issues album. We're going to hear The Little Hand and I Don't Feel Like Dancing. And as always with The Ballet, a lot of the songs are like what John Flansburg once called single entendres. You know, it's just like they're not even double entendres. I mean, Daddy Issues, classic double entendre from The Ballet. But some of the songs are just like, you know, come dump Mike, you know, or whatever. It's like the songs are pretty unsubtle, but I love it. So the ballet, super great and a pure delight. Without further ado, enjoy The Little Hand and I Don't Feel Like Dancing by the ballet right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I know. Mangiani is taking on the true story of Mail Review founder Steve Banerjee. And welcome to Chippendales. Yes, I got it.
You got
it. So happy to see you, Kumail. We were just chatting during the break. You're just a terrific actor. And this project is really fun. You said you had to do it.
Yeah, I had to do it because it's based on a true story. It's the guy who founded Chippendales. You know, we all know what that is.
Yep.
But people don't know that the guy who founded it was this immigrant from India. And the story behind it is wild. Like, there are multiple murders. There's arson. A lot of wild stuff happened the first, like, 10 years of Chippendales. If you wrote this, nobody would believe it. They'd be like, it's too much. Because there are so many specific strange things that happen. And I don't really get the chance to play people who are, like, bad guys, yeah. You know? So that's why I was like, I have to do it. I have to see if I can do it. So it's me and Murray Bartlett, who plays Nick DeNoia, and he's sort of the creative director of the place, and I'm the money guy. And the conflict happens because we both think that we own Chippendales. And then, you know.
Power struggle.
And I don't want to spoil too much, but we really had a great time making the story of a guy who does some very bad things.
Blotti dans tes bras, Il fait noir et pourtant le miroir étincelant. Te laisse voir mes tourments. Sous mes gestes prudents. Étrange clarté, couleur d'été, lendemain fantasmé. Tu vois le jour à minuit, sans aucun alibi. Que reste-t-il de nos envies?
That was two songs in a row by a band from France. His name is Clément Frizart, and we heard two songs. I'm just going to say them in English, Two Tears and One Day at Midnight. The songs are obviously actually in French, as is the album title, but in English it's Restless Nights, and it's just it's such a super good release. I super love this album. It was hard to pick which songs to play from it. They're all so cool and distinctive, but kind of sound like a lot of things. I don't know. I love it. I hope you liked it too. If you did, you definitely want to check out the whole album. You will not be disappointed. And when I was looking for a website for this guy, I just found this, like, I don't know, like a magazine article about him or something, and I linked to that instead of a website. I couldn't actually find a website. Maybe there's one, but whatever. I stopped looking after this article because the article's so compelling. It's got a video about him and his life in this little, like, surf village that he lives, and he makes surfboards and just lives this, like, dream life. Is like he looks like a male model, you know. It's like very compelling figure, this dude. So hats off, you make good music and you seem like you're a cool guy. Okay, up next, also from France, we're gonna hear Eric Satie covers. Now, you know how much I love me some Eric Satie. Somebody, I don't know who, like, did this release where they got a bunch of bands to do sort of like electronica reworks of his songs. So we're gonna hear two of them right here, two of my favorites. First, French 79 from Marseille doing Noisan number 5, and then Kid Francasoli from France also doing Noisan number 1. And these are both their reworks of these classic Satie songs. So without further ado, enjoy these super cool. And by the way, the whole album is awesome. I mean, not really. There's some duds, but it's got some really great stuff on it, not just these two songs. So it's pretty cool, especially if you like Eric Satie as much as I do. So without further ado, Noisan number 5 and number 1 by French 79 and Kid Francasoli right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. finish up this year's episode of the show. That was two songs in a row by Pure Bathing Culture from Portland, Oregon. And Pure Bathing Culture, you know how I love them. They're just so cool. And they got this new EP. It's called Roxy's Dream Part 1. And the two songs we just heard, In Gardens Under Evergreen and Treasure Pleasure Wonder Gym. Both great songs, classic Pure Bathing Culture sound. I don't know what it harkens back to, like Cocteau Twins or something. Super love it. So I hope you liked it too. Very good stuff. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, Wild Pink is the band from New York City. We're going to hear the song ILYSM from their album of the same name, ILYSM. That is, of course, I Love You So Much. And I love this song so much that I was like, man, that's such a great song. I never heard of Wild Pink. Got to check this out. So I just went and bought the album. And I don't know, I've listened to it a bit and I just can't. I really just love this one song. I mean, I gave some other songs like 4 stars, but it didn't seem like anything else was quite as good as this one song. And it's kind of long, so I figured I could just do one song from this band. So that's what we're doing. I Love You So Much by Wild Pink. Finishing up this here episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Z March by The New Rags, Summer Is Gone by Kid Francesoli, and another Sadie cover, Gina Petey No. 1 by The Cocktails. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also follow me on social media and look for links to playlists on Spotify, where you can find all the songs I play on the show dropped into a playlist for season 20. That is this season of The Sounds in My Head. Everything I play, I just put them in that playlist if they're in Spotify, so you can just listen to them without having to listen to me talk. Pretty cool. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks for an all-new episode of the show.